Welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is recordings that do not include Bix by musicians who recorded with Bix. I will also have a little bit of Bix, and for the modern musicians, I will turn to the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Hey, let's start with Benny Goodman. Benny Goodman recorded with Bix only on three occasions: in May 1930 with Hoagy Carmichael, in June 1930 with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang, and finally on September 8, 1930 with Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra. This was the penultimate recording session by Bix, the one that brought us the immortal "I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure." I'd like to play some early Benny Goodman. I will start with A Jazz Holiday, recorded by Benny Goodman's boys with Jim and Glenn in Chicago on January 23, 1928. The boys were Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Glenn Miller on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Vic Bridis on piano, Dick Morgan on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass bassoon, and Bob Conselman on drums. I will follow that with Blue. This is also Benny Goodman's boys. This was recorded in New York on June 4th, 1928, with Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Fud Livingston also on clarinet or tenor sax, Ben Pollack on drums, Vic Bridis on piano, Dick Morgan on guitar, and Harry Goodman on bass bassoon. Correction, Benny Goodman plays alto sax on the recording of Blue. So here is early Benny Goodman from 1928. Thank you. That was very nice. Now I want to turn to Adrian Rollini. Rollini recorded with Big several times in 1927. Rollini was one of the gang in the Big's Beiderbecke and His Gang recordings. I would like to play a couple of recordings by the Gufus Five, and these are recordings from 1926. The Gufus Five consisted of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet and alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and gufus, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellin on banjo, and Herb Weil on drums. First I will play from July 15, 1926, Someone is Losing Susan, and this will be followed by a recording from September 15, 1926, A Crazy Quilt. Incidentally, these two recordings are from a magnificent timeless historical CD entitled The Gufus Five, and the number of that CD is CBC 1-017. It's from the historical series from Timeless. These are the folks that brought us the Ray Miller CD with the two takes of Cradle of Love. So let's listen then to Adrian Rollini with the Gufus Five in 1926. Thank you. That was great stuff. I haven't seen a recording where Adrian Rollini is included that I didn't like. He was great. Well, you may remember that 2 weeks ago I said I was going to play Blue River, but I screwed up and I played There's a Cradle in Caroline instead. Well, today we'll have the real Blue River. This was recorded on August 25th, 1927 by Frank Trombauer and his orchestra, with Bix on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trombauer on C melody sax, Doc Riker on alto sax, Don Murray on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Riskin on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So here is Blue River, definitely Frank Trombauer with Bix in 1927.
That bright summer night in our little canoe when our blue eyes lost the light as we whispered adieu. When I hear your lonesome song, I know that something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
That is fantastic. That is magnificent. Every time I finish listening to a recording with from Bix, somehow that is my favorite one. Then I listen to another one, and that is my favorite one. They're all my favorite. Did you get a load of Bix behind the vocal by Sugar Ellis doing a composition? Not an improvisation. A composition, Cliff. Well, I would like to turn now to another musician who recorded with Bix, but now these are recordings in which Bix does not appear. The musician that I have in mind now is Miff Maul, the great trombone player. Miff Maul only had one recording session with Bix, and that was the October 11, 1924 session of the Sioux City Six. What I want to do is play a couple of recordings of that include Miff Maul with the Charleston Chasers. This is two recordings from May 18, 1927. In this edition of the Charleston Chasers, the musicians are Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Joe Tardo on bass bassoon, and Vic Burton on drums. I will play first Delirium, and that will be followed by My Gal Sal. I want you to listen carefully to both of these recordings, but in particular, take a good listen to My Gal Sal. I listened to it a few days ago, and I was really taken by it. I think it's a magnificent recording, and I'll tell you a little more about what I think, which may not be too interesting, after the recording. So here are the Charleston Chasers in 1927. Thank you. the two recordings were taken from a CD entitled The Charleston Chasers, Volume 1, 1925-1930. And again, it is one of the great CDs put out by Timeless Historical, and the number of this one is CBC1-040. Now, what did you think of My Gal Sal? I am really taken by that recordings. I find that it is some sort of an interpolation between Singing the Blues and I'm Coming Virginia. There is a little bit of reminiscence in the melodies and in the way the recording is constructed that reminds me very much of something in between Singing the Blues and I'm Coming Virginia. There is great solos by Miff Maul here and by Jimmy Dorsey in Singing the Blues. Of course, there is a great Frankie Trumbauer doing his thing there. The drum work by Vic Burton here reminds me a little bit of the drum work in I'm Coming Virginia. So overall, I think this is a great recording. It might be, at least at this moment, as I said before, I listen to something and I get very excited. At this moment, it may be among my top 20. All right, now I would like to turn to another musician who recorded with Bix, but now these will be recordings in which Bix does not appear. I am talking about Tommy Dorsey, who recorded quite a number of recordings with Bix. Here is a recording from the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra from June 19, 1929, with Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans on alto sax, Paul Mason on tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Hank Stern on bass bassoon, Stan King on drums. It's The Breakaway from 1929, the Dorsey Brothers. Thank you. That is a great tune, isn't it? Well, for the modern musicians, I will play one side from an album by the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra. I had some other sides from this album in past programs. This is 1974, recorded in London. And I'll play Nobody's Sweetheart, one of the Lenny Hayton arrangements for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, but this is the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Pretty remarkable how Richard Sorrholder and his British friends get the sound of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station of the Bixography site, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haymes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.